How about this? A banana has about 75% water.
That just amazes me because I'm like, if a banana has 75% water, then how much water is a watermelon?
Alright, well, we're back for another exciting episode of The Drew Han Show. My co-host Bailey joins me.
I'm here.
Alright. What's new?
Not a whole lot.
How was your Easter?
Busy.
Yeah, how was with the twins?
It was good. They did really good.
Yeah, did you do Easter baskets and everything with them?
Oh, yeah. We didn't really, like, hide them too much in them. We kind of did this cute little thing where we, like, we'll put them behind something, and then we take the little plastic eggs and leave, like, a trail.
Oh, okay.
So they have something to follow. They don't really know.
Is that what you did last year, kind of, too? Yeah. So you didn't hide the Easter eggs?
No, we did hide some of them, okay. But we used some of them to make the trail, but there was a few, because they're still finding them. Today they brought one up to me and were like, look it, they had to open it, M&M's, and they were all excited.
So you didn't use real Easter eggs yet?
No, we actually didn't even get to the process of, like, boiling or dyeing or anything. We had plans, we had the kits, we have probably, like, 3 dozen eggs sitting in our fridge. Nothing got done. I'm just going to make some deviled eggs, I guess.
Right, there you go. That's a good idea. Cool. Oh, that's cool.
How was yours?
Uneventful. That we had the family Easter on that Saturday.
Yeah.
And then Sunday just laid around.
Oh.
Yeah, didn't do a thing.
I wish I could have.
I'm trying to keep at bay this sickness thing that's going around. I don't know if people were sick at your work, but people were sick at my work. My boss was out for a week almost.
Oh.
And so, and the other boss was sick too, her husband, and then I can feel it. So I've been trying to keep this deep down.
So I should stay away.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, like, I just feel kind of out of it right now for some reason. My temperature's kind of fluctuating a little bit.
Maybe you need to hydrate yourself.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Vitamin C.
I know. I should take. All those good things. I try to take my vitamins. I have a multivitamin I take and this, that, and the other. I wanted to say in the podcast that I give you a lot of flack for not listening to the podcast. You know, yes. I had to basically beg Billy to listen to it before she came to this one.
You hit her, like, remind me, like, 3-4 times. Right. Lost count.
She didn't listen. But I always added a few things in there that I wanted to hear that wasn't a part of the podcast, you know, when I added it together, you know?
Yeah.
And, but other than that, I was thinking about it. I'm like, well, if we asked, like, Kelly and Michael of Live with Kelly and Michael or any Today Show anchor, do you go back and watch your episode of the show every day? I'm sure they don't.
Right. So I'm like, why are you asking me?
On the show. I get it. I don't need to listen to the show. So
I had to kind of
zen moment myself. They'd be like, okay, relax. She's there. She participates. So
it's probably more important than I listen to the ones that I don't participate in.
Yeah, but you don't do that either.
No, I don't. I'd rather listen to myself.
Well, okay. We got to move right along, and I want to share this poop story with you.
Poop story.
We got this. Right. This is great. Okay, so I saw this in the Yahoo News feed. And it was an 18-tweet story that this woman put out about a date. Okay, so she tweeted this whole story in 18 tweets.
About a date?
Yeah, about a date. Okay, and the title is, Monday night Twitter user @Blotty posted a hilarious story involving pooping while out on a date. Okay, so I'll try to read the narrative of the story and then her story itself because they kind of put two and two in there. Okay, so it says, the story told in 18 tweets has been collectively tweeted and liked thousands of times. It started off simple enough. I have a story to tell you. It's about poop. That was tweet number one. Tweet number two. So yesterday, I went on a date with a man who asked me out in the grocery store the other day. All was going well. I went back to his place. And then tweet number three. And I'm not going to keep saying the tweets. I'm just going to run it together now. I am a confident, calm, and self-assured woman. So I felt comfortable pooping in his bathroom. This was a mistake. His toilet did not flush. The story narrative says, then progressed into something crappy. Okay. Okay. Properly so, of course, like any calm, confident, self-assured woman, I panicked and flushed it all millions of times, making everything worse.
Oh my gosh.
By this point, I was really frantic because I had been in there for too long. There was only one single piece of poop. So in that moment, something came over me, and I knew exactly what I had to do. I got toilet paper and removed the one poop from the toilet. Once that was done, I realized I didn't have a plan. What do I do with it now? I can't fucking leave it there. By this point, I was really freaking out because I'd definitely been in there too long. So again, making another horrible decision, I did the only thing I could think of. I wrapped it. And the story narrative goes, it was clear she could only put the butt beans in one place. In multiple layers of toilet paper and put it in my purse. All right, so now what? We were sitting there on his couch and kissing, and all I can think of is the piece of poop in my purse. And then he says, you're so beautiful. The moment you smiled at me, you had me. Me. That's really sweet. Me in my head. I have a piece of poo in my purse. The narrative continues. She then turned to family on what to do with the Chewbacca chunk. So she has a text message screenshot from her sister. She says, she told her sister, I'm sitting in his house with a piece of poop in my purse. Michaela, what's happening? Michaela, what's happening? Her sister said. She replied, I don't know, but I have a piece of poop in my purse and I'm afraid it's going to smell or fall out. Sister continues, you need to do something. Go outside, pretend you smoke. Jesus Christ. Text message continues from her sister. His toilet clearly doesn't work. Does he only have one bathroom? She replies, yes. And then the sister says, go outside. And then the girl replies, and it worked for half the poop. Maybe there's a window in the washroom. Sister replies, Jesus Christ. The girl goes, I could throw it out. This is too much. This is borderline too fucking much. The girl continues, Tina, he is in love with me, but I can't face him ever again. The narrative continues. It was then that she discovered a way to get rid of the keister cake. Her tweets continue. So after a few hours, he used the washroom, and I heard it flush. I figured he fixed it. Maybe not, but I have to take a chance. I have to try to flush the poop. So I brought my purse up to the washroom, unwrapped the poop, prayed to every god I know, put it in, and flushed. By the grace of God, it worked. The poo flushed. I was free. I was in the clear. Everything was going to be okay. I survived. I am a survivor. Cue that Reba McEntire theme song. Right. I am a survivor. So that's my story. A man sat there telling me I'm the most amazing woman he's ever met, not knowing 10 feet away in my purse was my poop that I'd fished out of his toilet. The narrative continues. She finished it off with a bit of advice. This is very embarrassing for me, but seriously, don't drink coffee before a date. It's better to be sleepy than to have to hide poop in your purse. End of story.
I don't even know what to think about this. I'm just like, what the heck happened?
I know, like,
you
whoa.
Fished your poop out of the
you
toilet?
You fished your poop out of the purse. Or out of the toilet and put it in your purse. So
I could see I would be in the same boat as her. I'd be thinking the whole time, you know, he might be telling me how great I am. And I'd be going, oh my God, there's poop in my purse. There's poop in my purse. It's right there. There's poop in my purse. Right. Like, how do you not?
I remember how I actually saw this story. A friend of mine messaged me and like, you have to read this story. And so then me and my friend were going back and forth. And she said, this is so something that would happen to me. And I was thinking, what would happen to me in this situation? You know, like, what would I do, you know?
I think I would have thrown it in a garbage.
The poop? In
yeah,
a garbage.
I'd wrapped it probably like she did, and I probably would like thrown it in the garbage in the bathroom.
Oh, maybe wrap it a lot.
Yeah.
Thick like, in that thing, and then...
throw it in the garbage.
Hopefully there's other garbage in there that she could tuck it underneath or
right?
something.
Right, yeah.
My other thought was...
Just, it's my tampon.
If I'm confident to take a crap in his bathroom, I'm confident to tell him I've clogged his toilet.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that, because...
You know, like, I might as well own
it. I'm still sometimes, like, I've clogged the toilet, I'm still like, oh, damn, I don't want to tell Brad I clogged the toilet. I'm in there, damn. Brad, I clogged the toilet.
But I have to say, it's worse when the toilet clogs and there's still poop in it.
Yeah.
You know, normally you're a little bit lucky and all
it's
all
gone
down. You just
yeah.
got water, you know, circulating.
Yeah.
Now. So that was just
yeah.
awful.
I don't know how I would... That's just, I don't know, embarrassing. Does he know this now, you think? He must know.
Oh, well, he must
story.
Have. His tweets went viral, so I'm sure he's probably heard it.
Maybe he doesn't know her Twitter account. I don't know.
Well, that's true, but if you just come across the story online, and her name's Michaela, she said it in the email.
Yeah,
or in the Twitter, and there's a picture of her on her profile for
oh, okay.
Twitter, you know, so... Oh boy. I hope that, I want to know what, I want to have a follow up to that
right,
story.
Like,
are you guys still together? You
right.
Know?
Are you still together? What happened? What did he think? Was he like,
right.
okay, well, that was weird, but I'll get on past
right,
it.
Right. Like, do you, like, oh my God, our date went viral. She pooped, clogged it, shoved it in her purse. Like, is this
right.
someone
is she a crazy woman?
right.
Or, you know.
And if they continue to date and marry, is this going to be featured at their wedding reception?
Right. Yeah. You know, a future joke, like ongoing joke
right.
with them.
Right. Like brown dresses for the bridesmaids.
Oh my God.
I think it's fitting.
I'm just stuck on, like, you fished it out of the toilet. Like, did you use your bare hands? And if you used toilet paper, then how did you wrap it more? Because it would have been soggy. Why? I'm just, like, I'm baffled right. by this fished it out of the toilet.
She had to have done it barehanded.
Right?
I mean, it would be, yeah, soggy and wet, unless, I don't know. Yeah, we need more details at Blotty.
Right, I don't know.
So that's the poop story, and I had to share that with you.
Well, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, no problem.
Think I threw up in a pool, got a Scooby-Doo tattoo, must have thought that. I'm feeling so dumb.
Okay, Bailey, we're back for some dumb facts.
Oh, we love our dumb facts.
I know, I love our dumb facts. This is great. And I love this website that I get it from. It's called dumbfacts.com.
Well, who would have thought?
I just gave away my big secret.
Right, now everybody's going to know.
Right, I shouldn't have done that. Turkeys will peck to death members of the flock that are physically inferior or different.
I think they're vicious tribe? I don't know what you call them.
I mean, like, vicious pack. We thought we have troubles with different people, types of people in our world.
Right.
They peck each other to death.
They're all the same, and then they're brutal, apparently.
Right, right.
Watch out, they'll peck you to death.
I just love that, peck you to death, yeah.
Like it's a dinosaur. Remember those dinosaurs from Jurassic Park? Those little compies?
Yeah.
That's what I think of when I think of peck to death.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. The beaky noses.
Yeah.
Fact number two. Do you watch Seinfeld?
I used to watch it. No, not so much
anymore. I don't watch it regularly anymore, but
right.
In every episode of Seinfeld, there's a Superman somewhere.
That intrigues me because I'm like, well, I got to watch it again. I don't remember this.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Actually,
I was thinking though when I first read it, like in every scene, but just in every episode. So.
Yeah. I don't know if Seinfeld's on Netflix.
I don't think it is.
But if you have on the PS, you have the PS3 or you're on your smart TV, there's an app you can download called Crackle.
Yes, we've tried that. Is that the one? There's one we've tried that.
It's free, and they have Seinfeld episodes on there. How about this? A banana is about 75% water.
That just amazes me, because I'm like, if a banana is 75% water, then how much water is a watermelon?
Yes, this is true.
Because I thought the watermelon was, like, one of the ones that was, like, highest in water, like that in celery.
Yeah, me too, but maybe they're even higher then.
Right?
I think celery is pretty much water.
Well, yeah, and I thought watermelon was pretty much water.
Goliath, we have a new addition to the audience.
Drew's got another live member.
Yeah, Goliath the behemoth. Yeah. I guess I don't have to describe Goliath. Goliath is the word.
Yeah.
He's huge. What is he, a lab?
Lab. Purebred, yellow lab. Purebred,
yeah, and he is a moose, and he's needy. And now he's underneath my seat, and about to kick me off my stool. Goliath! Get up. Go lay down. Go lay down. Go ahead. Thanks for visiting. In Miami, Florida, roosting vultures have taken to snatching poodles from rooftop patios.
When I first read this, it was right after reading the poop story, and I'm like, snatching poop off the rooftop. Like, poodles, not poop. Poodles.
I just love how they said snatching poodles. Like, those two words combined sounds really
funny. And, like, what, they don't snatch other dogs when they poodles? Right. I'm like, and aren't poodles big?
Yeah.
Like, an average-sized poodle are a big dog. Like
Marley-sized kind of dog.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I'm like, that's a poodle. A poodle's like a lab-sized dog.
Yeah, I don't know. But vultures are large, too, actually.
Well, I guess, but I'm still baffled by
why are there poodles on rooftops?
Well, yeah. Well, they have, you know, those rooftop, like, flat rooftops that they lay out on and they have pools on, I'm guessing.
And vultures in Miami? You know, like, what is going on with the world?
It's like a desert.
I guess it's hot. Those birds in Florida, by the way, are ugly.
Probably vultures.
Well, no. I went out to Florida a couple times, and when I went out there, they're ducks. They need to go back up north at some point because they are ugly.
Sunburned or what?
No. Like, I think it's just from being exposed to the heat. Like, they just start to, like, I want to say deform, but they just look ugly. You know, like, they grow, like, moldy stuff on their face, you know, you know, deformities.
Like, it's all leathery.
They're too ugly birds. Yeah. Ugh. I don't know.
I'm baffled by the snatching poodles. I'm just, why not any other dog? Why is it snatching poodles?
I don't know what's going on in the world, huh? A group of geese, let's stay on the bird thing here. Okay. A group of geese on the ground is a gaggle. A group of geese in the air is a skein.
I didn't know that. I knew it was called a gaggle. I didn't know it was a skein. And when I think of skein, I think of like a skein of yarn.
Yarn, yeah. How do those go hand in hand then?
Right.
Does skein mean, like if skein means a group of geese in the air, yarn's not in the air. Like how do they start calling yarn skein?
Right.
I guess I gotta Google that now.
Right. No, next dumb fact.
Oh, right. God. I hope that's in there somewhere.
I like the word gaggle better. It just sounds cool.
I know, right? Gaggle. I'm gaggling about the geese. Oh, I wish I had that. Boom, boom.
You might find it and throw it in there.
Right. Right there. All right. It would take half the people in the United States between the ages of 18 and 45 to run the nation's telephone system if it were not computerized.
That's just crazy how big our telephone system is. I know. You think about how it used to be switchboards and all that.
Yeah,
and
I'm just thinking if everyone was running a switchboard, you know.
Right?
Whoa, my God.
Gosh.
How did they even do it back in the day?
I guess a lot of people would be employed.
Right. They should. That's the whole point. Technology has killed us.
Right.
That, I wanted to speak on that. I recently saw this video online. It was called Hashtag Analog. And it was about this girl. She goes to like some kind of conference or convention somewhere. And it was for like a digital technology thing. But American Greetings had a whole booth area dedicated to Hashtag Analog. And it was kind of like how to incorporate analog into today's world. Yeah, it was such a medium that we use so much, but has gone away so fast.
Yeah.
You know, and so it was kind of cool that some of the experiences you could do in this, one of them was analog selfie. And what they did is you sat in front of the camera, in front of this picture camera, I'm talking like I'm in the 50s, you know, those picture tubes, the camera, and you took pictures, and it took a lot of pictures fast, and you just kind of did something, you know, like made a face or, you know, did something with your hands. And so it captured every picture. So then they'd print out every picture. And then what they did is they took every picture and it's kind of complicated to explain, but they folded it in half, put it on like a, what do you call, like what you put, a Rolodex.
Oh, okay.
You know what I did? So they had them folded in half, and it's hard to explain. I don't know how this works unless I was watching it again. And then you'd spin the Rolodex, and it was like a GIF. I'm sorry, not a selfie, but a GIF. GIF,
okay.
You know what a GIF?
Yeah, GIF, yeah.
And so it was like an analog GIF.
Okay.
So, which I thought was kind
of
cool.
Well, speaking of the analog, we work in electronics now. One of the things that we just started carrying more of is going back to the old, like, most Polaroid cameras. They're not so much like the bigger size Polaroids like they used to get. Like, those square ones are more like a wallet size. But I think we got like 3 or 4 different cameras that do like the little Polaroid instant. Basically, they call them instants now instead of Polaroids. So instant cameras.
Right.
I'm like, and there's a lot of people that want them. They want them like the one person I dealt with the other day wanted it because she was going on a girls' weekend.
Okay.
And they wanted to be able to take pictures and print them instantly so they could all have them and enjoy them.
Right.
And then go back their separate ways and not have to worry about trying to get pictures to each other later on.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
Because we're in such an age where we take so many pictures, but nothing ever comes of them anymore.
Yeah.
You know, they're on Facebook perhaps and
you
save
them
somewhere on their computer, but you don't ever go back and really look at them a lot.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's one thing I miss. I mean, it's convenient to have your phone with to take pictures. And then for them all to be digital, I mean, you don't have to get the film processed and all that stuff, but yet you never look at them again.
Right.
Like I said, they go on your computer, you store them in a file,
right.
And there they sit doing nothing.
And I think it's taken, and I think it's another reason our world is so fast-paced, it's taken away from the process that is the memory of the photo.
Right.
You take the photo. You don't get to see the photo right away. You
take
the photo in. You get it developed.
And then you
look
enjoy
at
the
it,
memory
then
later.
You enjoy the memory. You put it in a photo book, and then you actually go back and look at it.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you're remembering things, and I think it helps people treasure things a lot more than they're not doing that so much today.
I think you're right. It helps them remember it and treasure it. And maybe it's one of those things that almost, in a way, helps with like the Alzheimer's dementia kind of thing. Because by getting that printed and looking at it at a later date, it helps your memory remember it. And then when you look at it again later in a photo album with people who come over to visit, then you're bringing that back up in your memory again. So the more times you do that, the more you're likely to maybe remember it in the long run. Versus now you snap it once and that's the end of it and it's just out the door.
Right.
You're never going to remember that kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. Let's sidetrack for a mom moment. So, speaking of memory, you know our mom.
I'm like, this has got to be good.
Mom and her early onset Alzheimer's. No, she doesn't really have that, but that's what I'm going to call it, I guess. I'm honored to get checked out, man. Because here's his latest story.
Like,
so way back months ago.
Oh, months ago.
Months and months ago. I just moved back up here. I was trying, she uses drinks bottles of water.
Yeah.
She buys packages and packages of bottled water. You know how I am. I'm trying to push.
I know, because I'm a bottled water person.
You're a bottled water gal as well. And so I tried to push that on Mom. I said, Mom, I want to get us all filters, you know, because I just think it's ridiculous how much water you go through and you're wasting so much plastic.
Yeah.
Okay. So I wanted to buy her, so I was explaining to her, and this is where Chris and I, you know, it's good that there's two of us now, because, you know, she forgets things and then turns it around on us, you know, I never said that. So then, he was in the room and we're having this conversation, and I said, well, I'm going to buy you glass bottles and a Brita filter, and I want you to, you know, use them, you know, on the go, you know, there you go, you always have your bottle, you're just not plastic anymore, you know, so you have, because she liked carrying a bottle, she said.
Yeah.
So, as of the past couple months have progressed, I've started buying the dog's water. I don't like to use the tap water anymore. Pause! Sorry, pets interfering. Pause, get off the counter! That's audience member number 2. That was a cat.
The other troublemaker.
Yeah, get down! Anyways.
You listen so well.
Where was I with that? Oh, so I started buying gallons of water jugs.
Yes.
From the supermarket.
Which ones do you buy, by the way? Because we started buying some, too.
I buy spring water to drink for myself.
Okay.
And I buy the distilled or purified for the dogs.
Okay.
I tend to go with the distilled because distilled is good for if you're in machines.
Oh.
Say, a humidifier or whatever right. else.
It builds up less on the
machine. There's less iron in it, so okay. it doesn't build up. I think that's what it is, iron that builds up in those machines and can, okay. you know, yeah. wreck them over time. And so we have this automatic watering machine that just rotates the water for the dogs, you know? Yeah. So I figured that would be better in there as well, just less cloggage because right. it goes through a filter or whatever in there, too. Right. So I buy either distilled or purified for them. So I'm usually buying a couple different kinds of gallons.
Right. That's another sidebar on our notes. Sorry.
We're a sidebar on a sidebar on a sidebar, and it's going to get worse.
Right.
And so I started buying the gallon jugs. Well, Mom noticed that. And then when she was at Triggs, a local supermarket here, she bought the gallon jug as well for me, you know, and said, hey, here's some more water for the dogs. I'm like, great, thanks. And she says, you can reuse these jugs, take them back into Triggs, and you can refill them up. I think you have that at Walmart, yeah. too. And so I'm not sure what kind of water that is that you get refilled.
I don't know what it is. I think it's either purified or distilled, probably. Okay.
So anyways, so she's been buying these jugs, and I said, I'll keep buying the water for the dogs. You don't have to keep doing that. But if you go to Triggs, because I don't go to Triggs, you feel free to take the jugs and fill them up that way if you want. Mm-hmm. So she's been doing that, you know. And so she comes home and she's like, boy, those jugs of water, when you get them refilled, are only like 49 cents, 59 cents. You know, that's yeah. cheap. So they kind of did the math, you know. She's like, well, that is a little bit cheaper than buying bottles of water. And then she proceeds. I'm not even around. She's telling Chris this story. And they're trying to do this math. And I'm telling them, Google it. They're doing to do math, you know, like, how much is this, that? And the other going back and forth. I'm like, right. why do people argue about dumb stuff? Just Google it.
Google it.
Save yourself the headache. So, you know, they realize it's a little bit cheaper. And then Mom's like, oh, well, I just need to get, you know, like a water thing for in the bathroom. That's where I have one. And then a thing for the bedroom. And I come storming out from where I was at. I said, Mom, I tried to get you to go to a Brita filter and buy and just use the same containers over and over again. And you never had, you didn't want to have none of it. And now you have a change of heart. She's like, no. Chris is like, I was there for the conversation too.
It's like, thank you, amen.
Hallelujah, peace out.
Right. You know, like, back to my room I go.
Curtain closed.
And scene.
Yeah. I was like, I was floored that she even brought it up. And then the truth is, I should have never said anything. Because she would have been on the right path, and now she's probably like, oh, damn, Drew caught me on a lie. You right. know, so I have to still stick with the bottle of water.
Right.
Now.
Yeah.
But she sees me doing it. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I think she's a heart, you know, she recently said to me the other day, which was kind of funny. She said, your change is good.
Right.
I was kind of surprised to hear her say that because I don't really, I mean, she does change things a lot.
Yeah.
Like she likes to move her furniture and the rugs, you know, and the, but what's the other thing she likes to buy? Cups.
Cups yeah,
for the kids.
Cups. Yeah, the kids' cups.
And so, like, she likes to change stuff like that, but, you know, I don't really see how she adjusts to, like, major changes around her, you
right.
know? And so she said change is good, went to me the other day, and then she sees me using the gallon of jugs and just keep pouring up a nice big, tall thing of right. water. And she's, I think she sees that intriguing and how easy that really is, you know? Right. And you drink a lot more water that way.
Yeah.
Because it's easier to suck the water up out of a big thing than having to, like, glug back a bottle of water, I feel.
I've thought about it. I never commit to it, but I've thought about it. I'm like, there's so many different to-go mugs for water and stuff mm-hmm. now, and there's even the ones that come with, like, the Brita filters in them, so you right. can just run the bottle right underneath your sink, and it'll filter the water that way. But yep. I've even thought about it. I'm like, man, I don't know why I just don't buy a bottle and just keep refilling it. The problem with ours is with the Brita pitcher, it doesn't work as well because of the city water. You still have that funky taste where I think out here it would work better for you.
Okay.
But like the gallons, like you said, I mean, that's still probably cheaper to do the gallons and like you said, get them refilled and right. just keep filling the water bottle that way.
Right.
But I just never commit to it. I don't know why. I'm just too lazy, I guess. Right. I just never commit to it.
I did it. I started just out because I wanted to do something for the dogs. I didn't want to keep mm-hmm. using the city water because the cat like, seems particular about drinking out of that water dish.
Well, that's so funny. I like how you did it for the dogs. We got the different water for our plants.
Really? The plants?
Because the city water is killing our plants because all the chemicals in it, the chlorine is killing our plants.
I wonder that too.
And we couldn't figure out why. Like the one we have, what is it, I think some type of lily? I can't even remember. But it would never bloom. It bloomed only when we first got it from Brad's work after the boys were born. That was the only time it ever bloomed. It's 2.5 years later. And it has never bloomed until now, since we finally switched the water over like a month or two ago. Now we're finally getting blooms on it again.
Wow.
So
that's a good thing then, the water change, huh?
Yeah.
And it stemmed for me, like I said, I was buying the water for the water thing that the pets drink out of, and then I was fascinated by the different kinds of water you can buy.
I know. I'm
I
like,
put
what
out
do
a Facebook
buy?
Post on
I
it.
Saw I mean, that.
There's spring, there's distilled, there's purified, you know.
That's what I'm like, which one do you do? Because I'm like, which one's best, which one? Right. And we do spring for the plants because I guess it's got the most nutrients in it, if I understand right.
Spring is going to be your most natural water.
Yeah.
But cleanest.
Yeah, it's still clean but natural.
I had to do the research, so here's your lesson, listeners. Okay, I did
me
the research.
Too.
Spring, like I said, is going to be your purest form. It's just, you know, out of there, but it's still natural and clean.
It doesn't have all the chemicals,
It hasn't been processed.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, distilled water goes through the distill process, basically, mm-hmm. where it evaporates all the bad stuff out of the water.
Impurities, basically.
Yeah, the impurities, thank you. So that is the next one better. And like I said, they use that a lot for, you know, machines and stuff like that use water. And then after that, your purified drinking water is your best bet for your cleanest water.
So it's spring, then distilled, then purified. Purified.
Okay. And some people say, well, who drinks distilled? But it's just as clean as the rest of them. I mean, it's still clean. It's not, like, bad for you to drink. Someone tried telling me, why would you drink distilled? I mean, it's still clean water.
Yeah.
But it's just the purified is both purified and distilled.
Right.
So.
See, and I think we like the spring because even though it's not like the purified, it's still cleanest of the water, we liked it because it did still have some of those other nutrients in it that are.
I agree to that.
Killed out of the
I don't want everything gone. Yeah. And I like the natural taste. Of it. It's got I mean, I did a taste test on all three waters and you probably can't really tell the difference, especially between the distilled and the purified. But I noticed a freshness in the spring water.
I agree. I think there's something else. There must be the nutrients that aren't killed out in it or something.
Yeah. Just the nice, you just pull it out of the.
It's like fresh water. Yeah. I don't know. I think the other ones you can tell are like processed water. I don't know if that makes any sense, but it's like.
So there's your drinking water lessons, folks. Go out, drink good waters, make wise choices that works best for you. I like to buy all three because it's just fun.
They come in cool colors, too.
Yeah, they come in cool colors. Your purified's green and your distilled is pink or purple or whatever. Yeah. And your spring is naturally blue.
Right.
So we just did another sidebar there.
Right, that was quite a big sidebar.
That was a sidebar, 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 and now I'm trying to loop us back to where we were at. I wanted to go back to analog for a second because we were talking about the Polaroid cameras.
Yeah.
Another feature at this American Greetings thing was to get a Polaroid picture, but from your smartphone. So they had this machines in their booth thing.
Yeah.
You take a picture and you place your screen with the picture showing into the machine, and then it would snapshot a Polaroid camera for you.
What?
Yeah. Kind of like the technology of what you're talking about.
I thought maybe you'd have to connect something and then it would print out the Polaroid.
It's it's doing, it's this fancy looking machine that assesses. I'm not sure how quality.
Probably almost like it like scans or like recaptures an image and then prints out the Polaroid for you. But that's different.
Right. So, and then the other last thing about this analog booth was that there's this person in there, this guy, kind of younger, actually, who used a sewing machine, and he did portraits of people with the sewing machine.
What?
Yeah, so the person would sit, you didn't have to sit real still, you just needed to get a general, picture, idea of you, and then he'd use the yarn on a piece of paper with the sewing machine and doodle out this sketch of you.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I know, right?
I'm like, how unique is that?
Right?
And creative, like, to do that and learn that,
I can barely use a sewing machine.
I know, I couldn't use a sewing machine to save my life.
I know.
So, anyways, that was from a fact stemmed by people 18 to 45, half the nation would need to be used to, run.
The non-computerized phone system.
Phone system that doesn't exist.
The good old switchboards.
Yeah. Whew, let's take
a
break.
That's a long one.
Waste time with the masterpiece, to waste time with the masterpiece. You should be rolling with me, you should be rolling with me. You're a real life fantasy, you're a real life fantasy. But you're moving so carefully, let's start living dangerously. Talk to me, baby.
We're back with the Drew Han Show. I'm Drew, and you are?
Bailey.
All right, and we're moving on through our dumb facts. Listen to this one. I thought this was pretty cool. And a good insight. I'm going to have to do this, because I think we all have this problem with old rubber bands breaking. Yeah. I did not know that rubber bands last longer when refrigerated.
I'm surprised by that, because, I have a rubber band ball from my college stuff, which
we've discussed this in the podcast before.
Yes. Yep. And they're just basically dry and cracked. You pull them off, and they just kind of, snap. Like, there's no stretch left to them.
No electricity,
Yeah, nothing. Yep. I figured. I guess maybe I can see the refrigerator because it's cool and it's kind of moist and humid.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like the freezer. I'm like, why did you put them in the freezer? Because then they would just be brittle and snap.
Yeah.
A refrigerator. I guess I could see a refrigerator. Yeah.
We should do a test and put some rubber bands in there for the next year.
20 years?
Yeah. one outside the refrigerator, one in the refrigerator. Maybe one in the freezer too.
Let it thaw out first. See how
I wonder. Yeah. If you freeze it, let it thaw out, would it still be rubbery? Yeah. Rubbery. All right, next fact. Official studies have found that right-handed people tend to scratch with their left hand and vice versa.
I was thinking about that ever sitting here, and I'm like, I do a lot of scratching with my left.
I don't know. I don't think I scratch a lot with my... I don't know. It just depends on the side of my body, really.
I guess, yeah.
I don't wrap around it.
It depends, too. Well, I think if I do a lot with my left, because if I'm doing something with my right hand, then I'm scratching with my left hand. Right. That's why.
I just thought it was funny to throw that fact in there, considering our last right-handed, left-handed question. Right. Dumb fact. So, Nancy, if you're listening again, which hand do you scratch with the most often?
Which is your scratching hand.
Here's a good one for you. When asked to name a color, 3 out of 5 people will say red. Okay, now here's the thing. That's a fact for you. Sure, what the hell? This is in dumbfacts.com. When asked to name a color, 3 out of 5 people will say red. That is about the dumbest fact I have ever heard in my life.
Right.
3 out of 5 people, okay? And how many colors are there in the world? What do you expect? Of course, 3 out of 5 would say red. It's just,
right.
I mean, that's like, you have to do a statistical check
right.
to find out that people would say, I'm sure there's
so,
a fact that...
So they picked a primary color.
Yeah, exactly. I know. I'm like, that's not a fascinating fact. Who took the time to figure out that fact is what I want to know.
Right. I'm sure if you picked, pulled another 3 out of 5, they'd be saying blue.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? So that is like the dumbest fact I've ever heard. So that, Marley, now the other dog just got up. Okay, we've had Goliath, we've had Paws, and now we have Marley who wants something. No, you guys, calm down. And then I had to follow up with the next one though, because it was a red colored thing. More people use blue toothbrushes than red ones.
I think the blue just symbolizes clean to me. In hospitals, everything is like blue or green.
Well,
sterile.
Red is, dirty and bloody.
And blue, well, toothpaste, you know, that word, are blue.
Generally, you can find
blue and
some
white.
Red hues in
some
there.
Some have
like
red.
Like the Aqua one, it's got that blue strip and that red strip in there. You know what I'm talking about?
So I don't know.
I don't know either. That's a weird one.
I just pick a random color. I don't think I pick a certain color.
Let's move down.
Actually, I think ironically I have a red toothbrush right now.
Oh, really? Let's see. What's another good one I should pull out of here? I thought this was kind of interesting right down the line here. 55,700 people in the U.S. are injured by jewelry each year.
I can believe it.
I'm not surprised, but I was just kind of laughing in my head about the fact that people are injured with jewelry. I was starting to think about kind of injuries happen.
Right. Some that are probably inappropriate. I could see it. I'm thinking of a couple different ways because I'm thinking like you have like your piercings in your ears and piercings like your face when they get caught on something and get like ripped out, that kind of thing. But I'm also thinking, how many times did we not play spoons with rings on our fingers
and
get jammed and slammed and cut and bruised?
All jewelry off when you're playing spoons.
Yes.
You know,
Yeah, well, that's so.
Actually, and I just had a
conchokia.
I know they are dangerous hazards. Right? I was just thinking. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie The Sweetest Thing.
Yeah,
it has Cameron Diaz in it and Christina Applegate. Well, I was thinking of jewelry, and this is quite terrible. But at the end of the movie, it's near the end of the movie, when the two girls get back to the apartment, their third roommate is in a predicament. And they have the ambulance there and this crowd of people in their apartment because this girl was giving her boyfriend a blowjob.
Yes.
And his penis ring got stuck in her throat.
Yes. I remember that. That's what I'm like. Some of these are probably inappropriate jewelry mishaps, but I can see them happening. Get that nipple ring ripped right out of there.
Oh, God, that just weirds me out. Like, if that could actually happen. I want to know, listeners, has that ever happened to you?
Right?
Because I loved it when they go to pull, like, we'll just try to pull you off. You know?
He's like,
And the other guy's like, no, don't pull.
Right, like, how do you?
Why? Why would men have penis rings to begin with? I don't
know.
Right? Okay, let's move on from that one.
I like the next one. I think the next one's kind of...
The next one, yes. Men get hiccups more often than women do.
I'm like, I find that... I don't know. It's just fascinating to me. I didn't realize that there was a big difference.
I hate to believe that. I don't know. Because I love the hiccups. I know a lot of people don't like the hiccups.
Yeah, I don't mind them to a certain
extent. I think if they're really, really bad, they're annoying. But I find them kind of soothing, you know? But I don't get them ever.
I'd say
I haven't had the hiccups since probably a good 10 years.
See, and I feel like I get them. I used to get them a lot, but it was only like one. Like, it seems like for some reason after I would eat, I'd always get like that one hiccup after I would eat. And that was it. Just one. Yeah. Not like recurring. Just one and I'm done. I'm like, okay. Well,
I come to mind. I don't know if you're going to remember, but Jamie, whenever she would, on occasions, she'd smoke and hiccup.
Really?
Do you remember this? Have you ever been around? She would literally, we'd go out for a smoke and she'd have a cigarette and she'd start hiccuping. So she'd take a drag, you know, blow it out and then hiccup. every time
what?
The whole process would just continue for the whole cigarette.
What?
Yeah.
I never experienced that. Oh man, I missed out.
Right? Oh, I don't think I've ever run into that too often myself, but here is another one.
See,
I find interesting.
You like that one? I like the one after that one.
Okay,
so
we'll do them both and then I'm going to skim down to the beginning to wrap or M to wrap this up.
Okay.
This was just an interesting fact. Going back to 9/11 and the Twin Towers, the World Trade Center towers in New York City had two zip codes, 10047 and 10048, one for each building.
Wow, they're that.
I know, right?
Wow. Uh-huh. That's impressive.
That is impressive. I was shocked. I wonder what the zip code of the new building is, though.
Right.
One of those two, or like now it's up the next digit, or probably not.
Or do they combine like 14748?
Oh yeah. That would be clever. If someone already.
Well, it's not really a building, is it? They built it.
Yeah, that's a brand new spanking building.
Oh, well, I thought they just built the monument and that was it.
Monument there, and then there's a whole new tower.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's called the Freedom Tower.
Oh yeah, you're right. Now that I hear that, I'm just thinking, like, I don't remember hearing a Trade Center name. Oh, I'm paying attention to the news.
That's all right.
I like that, but it kind of goes along with one above it.
What?
The seven spikes atop the Statue of Liberty's head represent the seven seas and the seven continents of the world.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
I'm like, oh, that's what those mean. I just thought it was a cool little crown.
Yeah, me too. Yep.
Learn new stuff. Did anyone learn that in history class? Or maybe I did and I just didn't pay attention.
I don't know. I feel like I would remember that fact for some reason.
Right?
I don't know. Okay, so those are our facts. I want to skim down to this last one because I think it's just kind of funny. Not quite the last one. It's the sentences one. I read this as a fact and I just thought it was interesting. The sentence, the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog. Boy, you got to learn to use your, really enunciate.
Right.
The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog, uses every letter of the alphabet. Isn't that interesting?
That's just crazy.
I know, but how about this? The next sentence, pack my box with 5 dozen liquor jugs, uses every letter of the alphabet and uses the least letters to do so.
I'm like, so what, 26 letters?
I know, but I was like, well, really?
I know, I'm like, that's...
Oh, there's two E's in there, though.
And two I's.
Okay. But I just love the sentence. Pack my box with 5 dozen liquor jugs. Because like, that's a sentence you just throw out. Those are sentences we should use to warm up with before the podcast to really get our articulation now.
That would be a good warm-up, right? Like little vocal warm-ups for us.
Right. Okay, so those are your dumb facts for this week. By the way, speaking of moments, we're talking about photos. I'm going to leave you with this dumb fact. A moment is defined as 0 seconds long. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Never knew.
I use moments so loosely, though.
Right.
What a moment that was. But when you think about, like, tripping or falling or you're laughing, I mean, that moment is just a split second of what you're feeling.
Well, it's not even. It's 0 seconds.
Yeah, it's zero. Yeah, it's 0 seconds of a reaction time to something that happened.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So I just never thought about it. But yeah.
So we just had a 0 second moment.
Oh.
Yeah. Or a 0 seconds. I don't know what else. It's a moment.
Right? We had a moment.
So thanks for joining us for all our moments today on the podcast. I hope you go out and have lots more moments of your own. Until next time, I'm Drew.
I'm Bailey.
And I'm saying smooches.
Toodles.